Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. In this video, I'm going to be talking about how I stopped feeling poor. I grew up with extremely poverty-minded parents, and ever since I was a child, I always felt very poor. In this video, I'm going to be sharing my path and some stories of how I overcame that. I hope you enjoy this video. All right, in the range of poverty-minded, let's say families or poverty-minded parents, my parents were probably on the extreme. They were extremely, extremely poverty-minded. They always were trying to not spend, and money was such a big issue, and there was a lot of fear surrounding that. I remember every time I wanted something, it was a battle fighting my parents, and it basically became a habit where we just, my siblings and I, just basically gave up asking for things. I remember whenever I would ask for new shoes, my dad would say, "Oh, you don't need new shoes," or "Why do you need new shoes?" And I'd give him my shoes, and I'd show him my soles were all, like, you know, smoothed out, and I needed new shoes, and he would say, "Oh, you don't need new shoes," right? And it wasn't until, like, my shoes would have holes with socks sticking out of, right, these shoes, that my dad would say, "Oh, okay, maybe you might need new shoes." And I remember that this type of habit or this type of family culture really affected me profoundly. I remember when I was about 12 years old or so, I think seventh grade or so, a lot of my friends and people in school were riding skateboards. I remember I was telling my dad, "Dad, I want a skateboard," right? And he's like, "Oh, do you need a skateboard? Why do you need a skateboard? You don't need it." And it would be months and months where I would be asking my dad for a skateboard. And finally, he relented and he took me to a skateboard shop. And I remember it so vividly. We went to the skateboard shop, and I was pointing at a skateboard, asking how much it costed. And they were saying, "Oh yeah, the skateboard's $150. And my mouth just dropped because I had no idea that it was going to be $150. I remember at that moment, I told Dad, "Forget it. You know, let's just get out of here." And I remember I never got a skateboard because it was just too big of a cost, right? It was just so much fear associated with spending that much money. In my family and in that culture that I grew up with, money was kind of exalted in a perverse way, right? And it was like this big fault or mistake or sin if you spent too much money, or if you wanted things, right, that costed too much money. And because of that, there was a lot of hopelessness, or rather powerlessness, I would say, right, that I felt and experienced, right, as a child growing up. And to kind of combat that or to deal with that, I remember I reacted in different ways. In my teens, I remember I wanted to become a millionaire, right, by age 30, because I felt like making a lot of money would make me stop feeling poor. And I remember I had all these grand ambitions, right, of how I would make money. And all I cared about was getting, let's say, a job out of college that made the most money. And later on in my 20s or early 20s, I actually switched to the other extreme, where I actually rejected money altogether as kind of this superficial type of, like, inane kind of system that where I didn't want any part of it. And I remember I spent basically a decade in my 20s living in the inner city, going to lots of different foreign countries, and really helping out the poor and the marginalized, and really investing into people that way. And it wasn't until when I was approaching my 30s where I started to feel this, like, sense that, you know, I really do need to take a different look and a second approach toward investing, toward business. I remember during my 20s, I would be reading a ton of business books and investing books, even as I was kind of rejecting money altogether. It was just so fascinating to me, the whole concept of business, the whole concept of investing. And I would read thousands and thousands of books, right, during that decade. And I remember as I was pushing my 30s, I started to develop kind of a more balanced, I think a healthier approach toward money, toward resources, and toward investing. I started to see the potential for good and the potential to impact people in society for good with resources. And as I was preparing myself actually to do kind of a career change or a life change in some ways, I felt this inner roadblock where I had a fear inside of me toward money and investing. And as I looked deeper inside, I realized it was a poverty mindset where I was scared. I was scared of being poor. I didn't want to feel that powerlessness, right, of being poor, of being in poverty. And that was holding me back toward being an investor, because I would imagine myself as an investor And I would imagine myself as an investor who was scared, who was trying to preserve his resources, preserve his money, because he didn't have the courage to make the bold decisions to really be a great investor. And when it came down to that critical, pivotal moment, I felt like I couldn't gather enough courage to make the right decisions as a great investor. And I pondered this, and I really took it seriously. And I was like, I've really got to solve this problem. And I've got to solve this problem at all costs if I'm going to be a great investor. And am I going to spend a good portion of my life trying to invest? And what I did was I took an unconventional path. And I don't necessarily recommend this path for people because it's unconventional. And yeah, it's just kind of strange. But this is just the personal path that I took. I decided that I would face my fears head on, that I wouldn't run away from my fears, I wouldn't push down my fears, but I would kind of just embrace my fears and really just live those fears out and see what would happen. So I decided to try to become poor, try to live out that life of poverty. And the best way I knew at that time was to start giving away and throwing away like all the stuff I had. And so I started, you know, this process where I would like divide up all of my possessions, all my things into different categories. And I would start with the things I didn't care about the most, and I would just like kind of slowly give them away, boxes and all this other stuff. And I would go to the things that I felt were more kind of important to me. And this process actually took like a good maybe 2 years or so of really kind of paring down all my possessions and things that were really important to me. And I remember I got to the point finally where I had just a few boxes left. And I felt pretty good because with each kind of box and category I was giving away, I felt a lot of freedom that, you know, I had a lot of fears about the stuff going away. But once they're gone, I felt great. And with the few boxes left, I remember I had a homeless friend. She was kind of like older, in her 60s, living in inner city LA. And we would talk quite often. I remember I had a few boxes left. I'm like, hey, why don't you just sell this for me? Like, do a garage sale, right? In this, like, in front of the street. And I remember, she was very happy to, you know, sell my stuff. And I just gave her the proceeds. And I felt awesome, right? Not having, like, barely anything. I got down my stuff just to basically, like, maybe like a box or so. I still had a couple things left. And I still had my car. It was kind of an old Toyota Corolla that time. And then I had a bank account, which had a relatively, you know, small amount of money. And as I was preparing to give away my car and give away my bank account and really going to the place of zero, I started to just spend my nights and evenings just kind of like imagining myself, right, without having anything and what would happen. And as I was living that life out, I started to have a lot of ideas. I started to have, oh yeah, if I don't have a car, that's fine. I'll just take a bus, right? I'll just go places with a bus pass, right? And hey, if I don't have, you know, money for clothes or something, hey, call up a friend, sleep on his couch, you know, take some of his clothes. Or hey, there's like, I have some friends that have, with money, I can ask them for like a grant, a few thousand dollars, right, to get things started. And I just started to have like dozens and dozens and dozens of these ideas of all these things I could do in the place of having nothing, right, where I could start to, you know, maybe make some money, actually rebuild some stuff. And I started to realize, it was a realization at that moment. And the realization was that my way out of feeling poor and my way out of kind of this poverty mindset was ideas, right? It was the ideas and the creativity that gave me the power and the confidence to be able to get out of any situation, no matter, right, how despairing the situation was. And with that realization of the power of ideas, the power of creativity, right, to overcome any situation, that over time kind of dissipated my fear. And it really just kind of slashed my fears and cut my fears, where I started to feel free and I didn't feel that fear of money, of losing money. I didn't feel that urge to preserve money anymore. And once I started to feel, right, that freedom, I stopped feeling poor and I started to feel this confidence that, hey, now I can become a great investor. Now I can go into investing free to really get into the essence of investing without getting tempted to just get into preservation, right? Get into safe bets only. Anyways, this has profoundly impacted my investing career or life in the past, you know, maybe 15 years or so since that time and that breakthrough in my life. And it's just one of the core kind of experiences and paths that I've taken. Of course, everyone's path as an investor, as a person, is different. But I just wanted to share that, maybe to give light on something that's a little bit more profound and deeper than the surface. Anyways, I hope you liked it. Give a like to the channel if you've liked it, the video. Also, share your comments, you know, if you've experienced anything similar. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this video, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.